Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to talk about how to fall out of love. And this one might be a little spicy. Yeah, a little spicy because I know that the sort of more desperate, please choose me women will probably not be happy with the idea of an episode called How to Fall Out of Love, because that just sounds so negative. And oh my God, see, I told you, this girl is just so mean and she hates true love. Something must have happened to her. How can someone be so jaded? Maybe it's just the men that you're meeting. Maybe if you would just stop being so negative, then maybe your perspective would be more positive. And that usually comes from the people who struggle to face reality, which is a very important cornerstone theme here in our conversation about how to fall out of love. Step one. Embrace reality. Yes. Facing reality means embracing reality for what it is and not feeding yourself alternative narratives that support an idea that isn't benefiting you, especially when that idea that isn't benefiting you is the idea that this man is just in love with you and his love for you is so overwhelming for him that he just cannot talk to you properly. And his love for you is so deep and potent that he can't text you back because his brain is overcrowded with all of the emotions and the hormones that he feels for you. And that's why he ghosts you, because in those times when he ghosts you, he's deeply coping with the psychological overwhelm of how amazing you are. Which is why when you text him, he doesn't text back, because he's too busy fighting off the romantic telepathic brainwaves that you're firing his way. And if you would just give him a break and allow him some breathing space to process the love he deeply feels for you, then maybe he'll be able to show up better. And that is why when he ghosts you, you tolerate it and you tell yourself that he's just having a hard time. He's just got a lot going on. And the feelings he has for you are so big and scary for him, which is why he's ghosted you for 2 weeks and you're dying for him to text you. And once he texts you, you're going to get this endorphin rush. And all of the doubts you developed about yourself in his absence will dissipate because he's back. And you knew it, because true love always returns. Just like how when you throw a boomerang, it comes back to you. Mm-hmm. That's really what you lot be doing. I'm not judging though. I hear it. But yeah, some of you need to fall out of love, I'm not going to lie, because that love that you're loving is not benefiting you, and you've got time. Listen, we are in the sunrise of 2024, okay? The sun ain't even at the midpoint of the sky yet. You've still got time to change it up. You've still got time to completely revamp and transform your approach to how you maneuver your intimate relations with men. And I think knowing how to fall out of love will teach you better, more sustainable ways to fall in love. So, how do you fall out of love? We briefly touched on embracing reality and facing reality for what it is. Well, what does embracing and facing reality mean? Embracing and facing reality starts with acknowledging that if this man loved you, you wouldn't feel like this. The this I speak of, the this I'm making reference to, is the emotional grey area that you often find yourself in. And it usually happens in the cycle of you've had a good 3-day bender with him, you know, 3 days of consecutive good times, 3 days of constant attention from him, 3 days long enough for you to feel like, oh, there was never anything wrong with our partnership. He was just having a hard time. But now he's all mine because for the past 3 days, there has been a consistent dollop of him giving me all his attention. So we are in the good place. And then what happens at the 3-day mark? He disappears. Or energetically, something changes enough for you to pick up on it and start to feel this need to question what's wrong. Did I do something to upset you? Why haven't I heard from him? I texted him this morning and it's now 5 p.m. and I still haven't heard back, but he posted some things on his Snapchat. So he's obviously alive. Why hasn't he replied to my text? And then that goes on for another 4 or 5 days where you feel like you're playing cat and mouse with a grown man. And then on the 5-day mark, he comes out of nowhere with a really tardy excuse. Something along the lines of, oh, I just had a lot going on. Sorry about that. And because you were so desperate and you got so scared when you didn't hear from him, you made excuses for him. Excuses to forgive him. And so here you are being dragged along in this tide that you did not create. And in this tide is all the clutter and junk and rubbish that this man has fed you to keep you along. And a man can only drag you along as far as you're willing to follow him. Do you get? So when I say a man can only drag you along as far as you're willing to follow him, what that means is if a man is dragging his feet in your life, i.e. he is blowing hot and cold, he is giving you mixed impressions and mixed messages, he is presenting intensity one day and then indifference the next day, you are being dragged along. You're being dragged along and you tolerate that because you tell yourself that he's got a lot going on. The past 2 years now, I think the past 2 years has been sort of the entry point of the recession. Sorry, I've got a lot going on is everybody's excuse right now. And that's fine. I'm not against that. My thing is, if a man has constantly got a lot going on, he's not in a place where he can afford to date. He cannot afford it time-wise, and he probably cannot afford it financially. So when he's telling you, sorry, I got a lot going on, he's trying to buy himself time of yours to waste. Because he didn't have a lot going on when he was scuba diving inside your pussy, did he? No, he didn't. Right then. So what does that tell you? It tells you that his availability is at his convenience. And because you're in love. But I'm in love. Which one is but I'm in love? Oh my God. This is why, look, I may not have everything I want in my life yet, But one thing I do have is the discernment and the intelligence and the confidence to not be swindled by love. And what I mean by being swindled by love is it really be your own brain. It really be your own emotions that will turn you like this. You be that person, be like, but I'm in love. Okay, but like you can also not be in love. Because one day you didn't know who that man was and your life was relatively normal, or at least your life was in a place where you could account for where everything was coming from. You could account for where certain emotions were coming from. You had a sense of stability enough to know who you were and what works for you. And then this man came into your life and has invited you into a realm of disarray. And now you insist that you're in love. And because you're in love, you can't leave. Yikes. Yeah, this is why I'm not big on the whole love thing as a justification for making certain decisions, especially when those decisions are to your detriment. I worry about, but I'm in love. Because when the word but is in front of I'm in love, it implies that there is something negative that you are overlooking because of the love. So what would have happened if you were not in love? That's what I'm curious about. If you were not in love, would you have left sooner? Would you have kept your money and not given it to that man who has gambled it or given it to another woman or has spent it on drugs? If you were not in love, would you have separated yourself from him sooner based on the unfortunate reality that this man is just ghosting you in and out and is blowing hot and cold with you? Because I feel like the I'm in love thing is you, it's in your head. This is the one time where I'm going to sound like that person who gaslights you by being like, oh, it's not real, it's in your head. But I promise you this one time, you know how they say a broken clock is right twice a day? This is the second time out of the day that broken gaslighting clock happens to be right. I'm not gonna lie, the broken clock kind of made points when the broken clock said that it's in your head. That I'm in love thing, that's in your head, babe. You made up reasons to be in love with him. So if you are resonating with that, you need to write a pros and cons list. Yes, you do, because that's what's gonna help you rationalize this love that you're feeling. And that's what's gonna empower you to make a decision on whether you should stay or leave. But before we talk about what to include or how to maneuver writing that list, I want to talk to you about my Patreon. If you're not familiar, I have a Patreon page. If you don't know what Patreon is a platform where creators like myself can share exclusive content that is behind a paywall for people who are my close people, them. I like to call you lot my disobedience deviants. And that's why the singular only Patreon tier I have is called the Disobedient Deviants. Yes. And over at the Disobedient Deviants, we have all sorts of fun that isn't available on the main grid of my Instagram or on the main feed of my podcast, wherever you source my podcast from, because some things just aren't meant for everyone to hear. And I consider myself someone that puts a lot of things out there for the betterment of women. And this isn't from a self-righteous place. It's genuinely from a place of like, look, guys, I know some things that can help us out here. But in as much as I'm okay with men seeing it because they're not smart enough to override it, they don't need to know everything. So over on the Patreon, one of the things I've got on there that I'm really proud of is my 65-page guide called The Dilemma Manual. It is a PDF guide that will encourage you to make wiser decisions if you are in a place of, should I leave, should I stay? Should I take money, should I go? What should I do? How do I handle this guy? I've had people send me anonymized dilemmas and I have shared in long essay form my outlook on their situation and what I would do if I was them. I also answer your questions that you may have via what I call the Verifier group chat. There is a group chat in my Patreon, yeah, a private group chat that within the Patreon app that is constantly going off. I try to not interfere, like I always say. I try to just leave you lot to it because it's so sick. Like sometimes I see someone ask a question and then I want to type my answer. And then I scroll down a bit and I see someone's already answered it. And I'm like, oh my God, the girls are learning. The girls get it. The girls are just doing their thing. And that's great because it's a condensed private community where I'm seeing people keep up with each other's growth. And it's so beautiful to witness. I'm just, yeah. You can also, over at my Patreon, experience the benefits of twice a month mini episodes. I consider those my baby thought streams. They're probably like 12 to 15 minutes long. And in those mini videos, I most times dive into topics that you guys have requested or something that I feel just requires some thoughts but isn't long enough to be a full-on episode. And off the back of that, you could also witness, experience exclusive long-form episodes that I just think should not be on the main podcast grid because either I'm revealing too much or I just think that these gems are the vibranium of all the gems. I hope you caught that Black Panther reference. And I just cannot let the vibranium go like that. So there are exclusive long form episodes available on the Patreon too, which I love those. Those are never going to go on the main podcast. Sorry to those who are trying to access that if you don't want to access the Patreon. There are also, for those who enjoy reading, some thought stream posts that I tend to upload where I might write mini essays and just upload them as a singular post. One of my most recent singular post long form essays was around New Year's when I was discussing when men come back out of nowhere and why they choose festive or celebratory or reflective periods of the year to make their return. And that post seemed to generate a lot of conversation because many people unfortunately resonated. But it'd be like that, you know? There are also downloadable PDF assets which you can access alongside the workshops that I've got on there. I'm really excited because I've got more workshops coming up for you guys who have loved the existing workshop on there. I just love it over on my Patreon. So if you're curious to join, it's patreon.com/theslumflower. Now, onto this list of pros and cons that you should write when you want to fall out of love. First of all, I don't think this is hard in terms of writing this list because what I perceive to be the most difficult will just be mentally acknowledging things that you deem worthy enough to make it to the list, especially if those are the negative things, so the cons side of things. So if you've written on your list your pros, right, and your pros are, I don't know, he spoils me, he makes me laugh, he's a good listener, sexy, I find him attractive, we have sexual chemistry. And then on the cons list, you write down he ghosts or is flaky. Sometimes I'm not really sure where I stand with him. He mentions his ex quite a lot as of recent. He doesn't really seem like he wants to be in a committed relationship. I'm trying to think of one more con. A common negative trope in relationships with men. I mean, it could be as well that, like, he nuts too fast.
What if in 2024... you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do in a full year. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real life situations. Plus, they're delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. And this is why Babbel works for me. As a pole dancing girly, as you might know, I enjoy going to Berlin to pole jam with my friends. And over there, German is a language that's spoken. And even though I studied German in secondary school, I've forgotten quite a bit of it, which I'm embarrassed to admit. However, when I use Babbel out there, it's super convenient for me because I can learn real life conversation skills. And it's easy for me to just pick up on the words I need to order food, ask for directions, speak to salespeople, without having to scroll on language apps or feel that embarrassment of freezing mid-moment when you forget a particular word. Something I particularly find really useful about Babbel is their speech recognition technology, which helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So in the spirit of us glowing up our language skills this year, here's my gift to you. I present to you a special limited time deal. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. Only if you're listening to the Slumflower Hour, though. So you can access that at babbel.com/slumflower. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/slumflower. That's spelled babbel.com/slumflower. Rules and restrictions may apply. So maybe 2024 is your year of being a multilingual baddie. Well, Babbel's your friend for that, because Babbel is helping millions of people like yourself quickly and confidently have real-world conversations in a whole new language. I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood for brushing up on my skills, feeling confident, and trying out new things. I've actually got a fun fact to share about Babbel. Did you know that Babbel's personalised learning content, real-time feedback, tracking, and visualisations help keep you focused and motivated? That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Just think about that. All it takes is just 10 minutes a day for you to learn everything you need to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to culture. All accessible on Babbel.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So if your list resembles anything like that, and you're still insisting that you're in love, this is the part where you need to create what I like to call a focal point. This helps me a lot, right? Because I'm more of a cerebral person. And when I say I'm more of a cerebral person, what that means is I am deeply intellectual and more psychological than emotional in how I approach situations once I've given myself the room to fully emotionally explore it. So what that means is, whilst I'm a very sensitive person who is emotional, I don't like to be emotionally reactive with men. I just think that gives them way too much power for no reason. Because you can still channel all the vim you want to convey into a more condensed, controlled flame. Meaning, let's say you're so hurt by the stacked, compounded, emotional residue that remains from all the times this guy ghosted you, from all the times that you just felt very rejected from him, from all the times where he made you feel doubt in the relationship, you can go down one of two lanes. You can go down the lane of being extremely emotional, having a full-on boogie cry mental breakdown in front of him, thinking you're going to appeal to his moral sensitivity when I don't exist inside men. Or you go down the route of being so hurt and disappointed by it and so embarrassed at how much you have let this man desecrate your temple that you just one day cut him off cold, no contact ever again. But you need to have a focal point, because if you choose to cut him off cold, no contact, clean, yeah, you're going to have days where you might develop this random amnesia. Because you know them ones, don't tell me you ain't felt that. You know them ones where you're holding out from talking to a guy, yeah, you've been ignoring him for time on purpose. And then day six comes and you're like, wait, why am I ignoring him again? I kind of miss him. Don't let that happen to you. That's why you need a focal point. If you have a focal point, that's your North Star. You can never stray from the North Star, because the North Star is always going to be where it is in your sky. So if your North Star is, this man makes me feel like I'm not good enough, no matter how distracted you get, no matter how much you might miss him on a fucking Tuesday at 4 p.m, the reality is he doesn't value you. That's the focal point. When you recognize he doesn't value you, what feelings do you associate with that? Shame, embarrassment, guilt at you tolerating what you know you shouldn't be dealing with. Fear that if you let this guy come close to you again, he's going to make you feel even worse than you feel. So all of that should be a motivator for you to stay focused on your North Star. Because if you don't have a North Star, if you don't have a focal point, then what happens is you intentionally stop talking to him because you're trying to hold out, because you're trying to put your foot down, because you're trying to get yourself out of this. You're trying to begin your process of falling out of love. You're trying to detach from him. But because you have no focal point, you develop the amnesia and you forget why you was not talking to him in the first place. And then he throws you a chicken bone and you catch it and you're delighted to hear from him. And then you become this person that's like, oh, I'm so forgiving. And yeah, maybe it wasn't that bad after all. And maybe I was overreacting. And the cycle continues. The cycle continues. So I've always said, right, when it comes to falling out of love, you need to be very okay with psychologically detaching before you physically detach. And what I mean by psychologically detaching before you physically detach is, you don't say everything you're going to do. Like, if you want to part ways with a guy, don't be announcing to him, well, I'm going to leave you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one day I'm going to leave you and you're not going to see me again and you're going to regret. You're going to regret not valuing me and appreciating me, because, yeah, when I leave you, you're not going to have anyone to replace me. All that talk, just save it for the birds, babe. What you should do for maximum impact, ooh, best served chilled. I would, in your position, if I was you, and I know that I want to leave, instead of doing all of that, I'm gonna, you just slowly stop acknowledging him, especially if you live together. Hey, God. We will move on. We'll talk about marriage and living together, but let's say you're just dating. You slowly stop acknowledging him. You start going out more. Starts talking to more guys. If you have your things at his house, you collect your things in the order of most important in a small bag. Because if you're packing a big suitcase, you're going to raise alarm. But if you have a little small unsuspecting bag, your most important, most valuable things, take that first. So that if worst comes to worst, your cover is blown. Worst comes to worst, He catches on it, you're trying to leave. Worst comes to worst, you just don't want to go back to that house again. Maybe your most important documents, like your passport, your jewelry, you've got that. Because sometimes when you're leaving a situation, especially when it's involving living with someone else, you're not always able to take everything with you. So it really will have to be a thing where you prioritize taking your most important things first. If you're able to do a few trips, maybe each time you go over there, you organically take your tins, pack your tins, pack your tins, pack your tins slowly. And you don't give him any body language that will give him any suspicion. And then maybe when you've gotten all of the things that are most important to you, it could be that one day you just never return. Because, you know, sometimes you want to write your supervillain speech. You want to tell, yeah, you're not going to find me again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You thought I was an idiot. Yeah. Well, look now. I'm free now. Once in a while, that's satisfying. But I just think if you want the cleanest exit, you got to disappear like a thief in the night. Now, if you're married to someone, that is long, babe. Because you're going to have to cheat. This is not good. This is not good for me to say, because people go, oh, you're promoting cheating. Yes, I'm promoting cheating. Yes, because the reality is, yeah, I just think that women are better cheaters than men because we know how to hide it. So it's about playing the character he's already used to while you're still living with him. Because if you're married to him, especially if you're the breadwinner, oh my God, then you can't go anywhere in it because he's going to take half of all your things. And you can't be caught cheating. So you got to play it real slick. If I was you, to not raise any suspicion, I would just be acting the same way that I've always acted with him. Because if he doesn't suspect anything has changed, there'll be no reason for him to look for any information. But you must give yourself the chance to be enticed by other men. Yes. And the way to do it in a way that's going to benefit you rather than getting something silly and messy is to cheat with a man who's got more money than the man that you've bound yourself to. So that you are in the direction of abundance, improved lifestyle, everything just stacked in your favor. So that worst comes to worst and he finds out. Whether it's legal fees, whether it's you still having way more access to money than whatever half of yours he's going to take, you're good. But I know that this is not for everyone. I know that most married women are not going to go down the lane of cheating. They're just going to take it lying down. And that's not even judgment. It's just, it is what it is. You made a decision where you bound yourself to a man because you felt fanny flutters. And this is why I just think that if you want to fall out of love, you kind of need to reverse engineer it from the beginning. Meaning that you need to pick someone who you can walk away from. Not because they're revolting, not because you don't see value in them, not because you don't respect them, but it's about having a perspective where you can walk away from anything, no matter how abundant it is, because if you can attract him, you can attract 10 more of him elsewhere in the world. So this is why I'm big on not marrying men who you have more money than them, because it means that when you fall out of love, I say when, because men make themselves insufferable when they get too comfortable. And if they have a wife that's making more money than them, they usually become more insufferable. So when you fall out of love with that couch potato, what are you going to do? Because if he had more money than you and you fall out of love with him, off you go, babe. Like, what the hell? But I just think women lose a lot. Women lose a lot in love. And the sooner you develop a perspective where you understand that you're not going to die from separating from a man who you've convinced yourself to love, the sooner you'll find what it means to actually feel freedom. I think a lot of women have a visceral, carnal fear in them that if they separate from this one true love, then no one else is going to love them. And I just think that's just not true. It's not true. I just think another way to fall out of love is like, start asking that man for things that if you were to ask another man, the other man would say yes. And the man that you've bound yourself to is saying no. See how disgusting that makes you feel. Notice how dry your pussy feels Pay attention to the uncomfortable, crispy feeling between your legs when the man that you have bound yourself to says no to giving you cash. How does it sound when you can hear the walls of your pussy chafing with dryness as you experience the complete opposite of arousal when a man says no to giving you cash and that man claims to be in love with you? Observe that feeling. Sit with that feeling. What comes to the surface as you realize that you are not turned on by a stingy man? And then think about scenarios where you have received cash and gifts and generosity from another man who's not your main man. Observe the wetness. Pay attention to how it feels when the gooch is slippery. Do you notice a sense of positivity, endearment, favor towards the man who does what you need him to do, as opposed to the man who does not do what you need him to do? Allow those comparisons to inform your process of falling out of love with that loser. No, because real talk, guys, come on. Wake up. Stop doing that. If you can fall in love, you can fall out of it. It's just a matter of thoughts become things, okay? The same thoughts you had became things like marriage or things like you being emotionally attached to this guy. So you can also have thoughts that become other things, like thoughts of, I'm not dealing with men anymore if they're not benefiting my life. Thoughts of, if I can attach myself to this man, I can detach myself from this man because attachment is of the mind. Thoughts like that come from... oh my God. I really do feel for women because we have good hearts and we just want to love people, but we have to learn to understand that not everyone deserves our love just because you want to give it. And that is the main lesson that I hope we take from conversations of this nature. Thank you for listening. I'll see you soon.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.